Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Gospel is found in Matthew chapter 16, beginning in the 13th verse. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May be seated as we sing hymn 647, Lord Jesus Christ, the Church's Head, hymn 647. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's gospel lesson is a reminder that our faith is built on the rock of Christ, that it is not moved, that it cannot be moved. And our faith is built on the testimony of St. Peter, who we remember today, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. What's remarkable about this is that because Jesus Christ is the true God, that he is divine, he receives and lauds Peter's confession that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, when he said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." For today's lesson on the gospel, I have at least 3 points to make. The first is that the world denies Christ because it is a world of shifting sand. Secondly, that the only confidence that you can truly have in this life is built on the solid foundation of Christ and his word. And lastly, that you who have faith in Christ, you also have everlasting life. And this world nor the devil can snatch that from you. In Hawaii, there's a city called Kona. It's on the left side of the big island. And at the bottom of Kona, just south of Kona, there's a beach called Magic Sands Beach. It's also known as Disappearing Sands Beach. Because when big swells come in and hit that beach, all the beautiful white sand gets washed into the sea. And then over the course of weeks or months, slowly all that beautiful white sand gets pushed back up onto the seashore. Those that are in Hawaii say it's one of the few places in the entire world that has this phenomena. But sand is one of those things that a lot of us have felt, that when you go to the ocean on the west coast or the east coast or down to the Gulf, and you're ankle deep or your knee deep, and you stand still and let the waves kind of crash around your feet and your ankles, and you stay still, you can feel all that sand shifting around your feet. It's kind of a strained and unique feeling. But the wisdom of the world is like that sand. It's always changing. It's always moving. It's always shifting around a little bit. The wisdom of this world, it says, you can trust science, but it seems like just about every week we hear new reports that there's new scientific data that disproves all the other scientific data that came before it. The wisdom of this world says that slavery used to be good for the country and slavery was good for blacks. The wisdom of this world says that the killing of innocent human beings through abortion is actually a good thing for the child and the mother who doesn't want that baby, and that abortion should be legalized, supported, and protected by the law. In the early 1900s, the wisdom of this world said that eugenics was a great thing and approximately 60,000 Americans were sterilized against their will. The wisdom of this world tells us that the LGBTQ agenda is good for children, and that it's good for children to have two fathers and no mother. You see, the wisdom of this world is always changing. It's developing. The wisdom of this world is based on popular opinion or whatever people want to vote on at the time. The wisdom of this world is taught by scientists who have denounced the Creator and love the creation. But our Lord and Jesus Christ is the only object that you can put your faith and trust in. It's the rock that cannot be moved. Jesus Christ and His Word, the Bible, are the same yesterday, today, and forever. They don't move. They don't change on you. It doesn't shift around on you. So in this world, whenever you turn on the television and you're reminded that you can barely even recognize the world that you grew up in, you can remember that the Hollywood elite and the East Coast elites are not the rock that we put our trust in. Rather, Hollywood, the so-called scientists, the elites, the major media figures, but rather they are the shifting sand that you cannot always put your trust in. You see, the sexual revolution, the LGBTQ agenda, is the shifting sand that you cannot trust. The neo-Marxist and the critical theories that are being shoved upon you and your children in the government schools is the shifting sand that this culture tells us that you cannot trust. Those who say all roads lead to God are the shifting sand of this culture that you cannot trust. Those who say that we need to be missional and do activities that go against the confessions in Scripture are the shifting sand of this culture that you cannot trust. So Christians, as you turn on the TV and you feel like you can't recognize where you live and what's happened to this world, you are like St. Peter, who proclaims the same truth that the church has confessed for 2,000 years, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, the devil has been at war with the church and with Christians since the beginning of time. On June 29th, this day, a little over 500 years ago, Martin Luther, the blessed reformer, he struggled with the devilish ideas of the leaders of his time. During his time, it was the powerful elites of the popes and the princes, and most of them hated the gospel that Peter preached. Martin Luther, in a sermon that he wrote 500 years ago on this very same passage, said, "In the same way, you can see our merciless princes now rage along with their high, learned, and glittering saints. You must not pay attention to it or run to them, for they are the gates of hell and the storms on the water who crash against the rock. They have no authority to do anything." So just as in Luther's time, the politicians of today, the Hollywood elite, the scientific community, many of them will tell you all kinds of things that go against the rock who is Christ. They say all kinds of things that go against God's word, but in the end, they have no authority. When St. Peter confessed to Jesus, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God," it's important to remember what Jesus said back to Peter. Because of Peter's confession, Jesus said, "Blessed are you." So you who believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus says, "Blessed are you." You who believe in the Bible instead of the lies of the LGBTQ agenda, Jesus says, "Blessed are you." You who say that your only hope and true confidence is found in Jesus Christ alone, Jesus says, "Blessed are you." You who are here today that love to sing a third hymn in chapel, to sing the divinity of Christ, Jesus hears your confession and He says, "Blessed are you." But not only are you blessed, you have the promise that the gates of hell will not prevail or overtake you. So today, the day that we remember the confession of St. Peter, remember this, that this world is always changing. It has for hundreds of years. It did in Luther's times. It's happened, been happening for thousands of years. This world is like that shifting sand under your feet. You can't trust it. In fact, this world will constantly disappoint you and lie to you. The only place that you can place your trust is in the same place that Peter put his trust. And that's on the rock of Christ alone. At times in this life, you'll feel like everything and everybody is against you. But God is giving you a promise that even when the world looks at your faith and it sees you as naive, or when the world sees you as simple-minded, or maybe unsophisticated because you trust in Christ alone and His Word, when you proclaim that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the living God, not even the gates of hell will be able to prevail. In just a moment, we're going to sing a hymn, hymn 575. And we'll proclaim and sing the same faith that St. Peter proclaimed, that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Now may this grace, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts, may it guard your minds through Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Rachel Meyer, who serves the Lord in Uganda. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.